Paulie.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. It's 5:04 p.m. today on... It's actually a really wonderful Friday outside. It's a little chilly, but as long as you got a jacket, you're all good. This is the video game talk show. This is called All Chat, and I'm your host, Mr. Gracias. And I'm accompanied by... What microphone are you on? Your microphone four. Hold on, let me... Hold on, I can hear my...
What? Oh, there's... sorry. Whoa.
I can hear the Snapchat on the... Or the Insta story, whichever one you're doing.
Story. Hi, I'm EJ.
It was weird hearing my own voice. I was like, is there an echo somewhere? If you ever had a DJ name, what would it be?
My little brother actually was a...
You gotta get closer. Or you can bring this
my
closer.
My little brother was actually a DJ.
Oh, really? Which one?
School radio show. And
Which brother?
My one brother. My younger brother.
I thought you had more than one brother.
Nope, I just had one.
Huh.
Wow. You live with a guy for a year and a half. He doesn't know anything about you.
Yeah, I clearly don't know.
His DJ name was DJ
Heejay. Do you hear yourself?
No.
Which
pair of headphones are you using?
This one.
How about now?
Yeah, okay, I hear myself now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but DJ Heejay rhymes. Clever.
DJ Heejay?
It's just my name.
All right, that's just your name. But it works well. Like I could be DJ John. There's this guy on here... I was training. He was a freshman. He went with DJ Spin, which I feel is like one of the more popular DJ names, I think, because actually disc jockeying. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio. So you're going to hear a lot of different shows. This one in particular is about video games. And I've looked for the past 3 years for any kind of show that's taking this niche of like video games, and there's none. There's none that there's a lot of talk shows.
Yeah.
There's a lot about politics. There's a lot about whatever they'd feel like it, but none about video games. So I decided to make one. And this is my first semester trying it out. I tried it first year, but it wasn't about talking about video games. It was about music related to soundtracks and video games. So I would talk about like Halo soundtrack. I wouldn't play. I would play some, but not as a song. I wouldn't just play it and like, you're listening to like the soundtrack of Halo. I would like play a tidbit and be like, this is why this is amazing soundtrack, like,
yeah,
stuff like that.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, freshman year, that was my first... Well, my show was also my second... My first show ever was 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Sunday mornings. So Saturday night, I was staying up until 4 a.m.
Jeez, you just voluntarily did that, huh?
Yeah, I loved it. I was like, this is the best. And I also asked for a two-hour show, so they slot me in the last show of the day. Because usually there's no shows on the schedule from 2 a.m. to like 5, 6 a.m. That's a dead zone. And I just took the 2 to 4.
Wow.
It was actually a lot of fun.
Was it good practice?
It was good practice, and also like when you're going in that like late, it's almost like that threshold whenever you have sleepovers with friends and like you press the threshold where you should be already asleep but you're not, so your brain gets like hyped in a way.
Yeah,
like everything becomes funny, everything becomes like fun and hype.
Yeah,
that's basically that's what that was. And I would always bring people. So
did you have listeners? You brought people at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, friends from Hill Hall.
Wow.
Be like, yeah, I'll go. Freshmen are always willing to go on radio shows.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, clear. This is your first time in the studio, so yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, so I did that. I even made my own intro on GarageBand. Like, I made an actual, like, radio-esque, like, intro using Mario sound bits, Halo sound bits.
That's so good.
Yeah, it was really, like, poorly made, but it was actually still something more than anyone else has here, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's... It says a lot about, like, your show and the individuality.
Exactly. So at least I had some effort in there, right?
Yeah.
But since then, I think all my shows, like, the next semester after that, I had enough volunteer hours to get a really good show. Mm-hmm. I think I had, after that, like, a Friday... No, Thursday at, like, afternoon, evening. And then after that, I've always been Friday at 5. Mm-hmm. Friday at 5, favorite at 6, Friday at 4. Like, always that time. Because I like that. Like, it's right before you do anything on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's late enough that you can sleep in, not worry about it until later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the weekend, so it's also a good listening bank. Speaking of banks, this artist that we just listened to is called Bank. That was About Me. I think I've played that for the past 3 shows. I always open up with that song.
Really?
It's right on the top of my Spotify song, so I always click on it. I was like, this is a good song. Let me play it. Any song requests?
Not that I can...
Dive deep into your library. of music.
In my very shallow library of music.
What do they call you?
Can I say this on the radio?
There's certain words you can say on the radio and some you can't. So do not curse on the radio.
I don't know what but, is considered
but
a curse.
The word you said earlier, I think it's allowed. That's allowed.
It's allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not. The FCC technically only has 7 words that are disallowed.
Oh.
And I think we could come up with the 7 words, and that's not going to be one of them.
All right. So, in my pop whore library.
There you go.
The thing that comes to my mind that I have on my Tinder profile, actually.
You have it on your Tinder profile?
I have it as my soundtrack.
Oh, Anthem?
Anthem, that's what it is. Anthem.
Woody said it last night, so that's why I know.
Yeah. I was like, how do you know that?
Yeah, Woody said it last night.
It's a Sign of the Times by Harry Styles.
Sign of the Times?
Yeah.
By Harry Styles?
Yeah. He's a great singer.
Wait, Harry Styles, like Harry Styles from One Direction?
From One Direction.
Do you have it there ironically?
No, I enjoy the song.
Oh.
He's a great singer. It's definitely a very simple pop, you know, song.
I definitely heard it, right? I've definitely heard it before.
Maybe from my room. I don't know if you've heard it.
It's his top played song on 260 million plays of this song. It's got the second song beat by like 100-fold.
Okay, well maybe you've heard it then.
Yeah, maybe I have heard it. Okay, we're gonna play the song. Just to take a break for a second, I'll play a PSA and then we'll talk about either Super Mario Galaxy, Minecraft, or Destiny.
Alright.
We'll dive into those. Hold on, wait. I want you to practice your radio voice. You try to get closer to the mic.
Closer.
So what you wanna do is you wanna get closer and like talk. Almost like you're, like there's a person in there and you're like talking straight at their ear.
I do this a lot in Overwatch actually, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
At the end of the matches.
You yell.
At the end of the matches, I'm just like, I'm going to be stuck in gold forever.
Just whisper to everyone's ear.
Yeah. You guys did not.
Do you hear me louder than you hear yourself?
Yes.
Right?
A lot louder.
I'm like, where, it's like, can I up your volume? Try that.
Try this.
Oh, there. I capped your microphone. Your voice is. Was it timbre? Is that what it is?
I don't know any of those terms that you're using.
You're a singer. You're supposed to know.
I'm not a singer at all.
All right. We're going to go back into the music. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Did I say FM? I think I forgot FM. But we're going to go back in the music and we'll be right back.
Sweet.
Stop you crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. Thank you.
right, all right.
John scolded me about my song choice.
Oh, I turned... Say that again?
John scolded me about my song choice.
Yeah, it wasn't the best song. I was expecting something more lively. I didn't think it was going to be like a... what's the name of the guy who always does slow songs? John Mayer, no. The other one that's...
The other one.
He was in Game of Thrones and everyone was pissed.
Oh, wow.
See?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, yeah. There you go. Right, that's the type of song I was talking about. But anyway, hi, welcome. You're currently listening to All Chat, the video game talk show. So if you've never played video games in your life and currently listening to this, it might not be the most interesting, but it's still interesting. Yeah. Like, it's not completely like over your head.
Yeah, like when people talk about sports and I just don't watch sports.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of interested, you know, because I want to know. But
because, well, for sports, it's like you need to have a certain amount of like knowledge just to even participate in the conversation. Yeah. But in video games, you don't really need that. Unless we're talking about actual gameplay or mechanics. Yeah.
Or like art. Even
yeah,
art.
Artwork. Yeah. Yeah. Like if I guess it'll be separately.
If you've never gone to a museum and somebody just starts talking about how beautiful something is, you're just going to be like, oh, I'm kind of interested. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. In that sense. And if you have played video games in your life, whether it's even a video game on your phone or something like a Game Boy back in the day, this will be interesting, of the utmost importance to you, and you should definitely listen. What did we decide on?
Minecraft, maybe not Super Mario Odyssey, yeah. And Destiny.
So, Destiny, I don't know. So, for me... The first Destiny was really cool. I thought it was really cool because, one, I was a fan of all the first three Halo games that Bungie made.
Yeah.
And then after that, Bungie handed it off to 343 Industries. So this was their first big project after Halo. So, like, already I was already pretty hype about Destiny.
Yeah, the entire country was hype about Destiny.
Yeah, the entire world, probably, yeah. Honestly. But, so, and my freshman year roommate can attest to this, Liren.
Shouts out to Liren.
I pre-ordered it on my Xbox One so that I would download, and I could play it right when it became available. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and it wasn't available until 2 a.m. because of Pacific Standard Time.
Oh.
And so what happened is that, I don't know if you remember this, but the servers for it were trash for the first 48 hours.
Yeah, a lot of bad things.
So I spent 2 hours later, like I didn't go to bed until 5 a.m. because I wanted to play the first mission at least. What happened is that you load up the game, and I'm sure people who are also got Destiny would have the exact same issue on every. It was across the board in all consoles, all platforms. When you load up the game, it automatically takes you into the first mission, which is like the training mission, and you're allowed to pick your character and create it. And once you're done creating it, you go into the game, kind of like Fallout, but it wouldn't work. Like you would load in, and like you'll have the initial cutscene of you spawning, mm-hmm. and after that cutscene, it would say servers are not available. Like it would give you, like I looked it up online, and everyone was saying that you just keep trying. It's one of those times it's gonna work.
Wow.
Because that's what other people are saying. Like I tried it like this many times, X many times, and it eventually like it was a threshold. When like, once you get that past that part, it's like a scratch CD. Like once you get past that one part, you're like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm good. I can keep playing.
Yep.
So I did that for 2 hours. Well, I did it for an hour, and then the next other hour I was actually playing because it worked.
Yeah.
But I was just, you would have to turn off your Xbox, turn it back on, load the game, turn off the Xbox, turn it off, and every single time pick a character over and over and over again. Every time watch the same exact cutscene over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think the thing that I've noticed about you, just from living with you for like the past year, I think, is how patient you are with like everything.
Like
I mean, just like
what would be an example?
Seeing your old Minecraft world. Like,
oh, the old Minecraft world?
That level of patience to like work on that for an entire summer.
It's kind of like, it was kind of like the same thing how we spent 8 hours on Minecraft yesterday.
Yeah.
There was no patience involved in that. That was kind of just like playing. So that's basically what happened with the other ones. It's kind of just like when you're interested, you kind of just are all in.
Yeah.
So that's how it was with the Destiny. And plus, I was like, had to justify spending that money on it. And like waiting, and I was like, at this point I need to have some type of gratification for waiting and like spending so much time on this.
Yeah, I've never pre-ordered a game.
Really?
Yeah,
I guess it's different for console. Like for Xbox, like you had to pre-order games if you wanted to secure a copy. until they moved to digital. Once they moved to digital, then you had to pre-order so that it would, because you couldn't play a game on Xbox One. Even if you bought the disc, you had to take it home, put the disc in, and then would have to download the game. Like, you can't play it from the disc.
That system
is so stupid. It was stupid. Really stupid. It's really stupid. So people, it was pointless to buy. They were trying to cut out the GameStop middleman of second sellers. Because now all I do is buy directly from Microsoft Online Store.
Yeah.
Because it downloads directly. And so I can download, what's a game that's coming out soon? Wow, I'm blanking on a game that's coming out soon. Because all of them just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Shadow of War. That already came out. Yeah. Right.
Well, for example, if I wanted to pre-order Destiny 2, or if I wanted to play Destiny 2, I'd pre-order it like whenever it came available, like 2 weeks before. And it would download the 60 gigs it would be to like onto my Xbox, so that when it became available, I immediately start being able to play it. That actually wasn't the case at the beginning. What would happen is that you pre-order it, and as soon as it became available, you would start the download.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wait another, however, depending on your internet, 60 gigs to download onto your Xbox, which was atrocious.
Yeah.
So I would always have to just wait until the next day to play the game. But anyway, going off of that, Destiny was, same as Grand Theft Auto 5, was a downfall in the first 48 hours of playing it. The servers were crap, and it still to this day doesn't make sense in my head how developers can allow this game to go out and not like work when you first play it. It was the same for Battlefield. It was the same for Destiny. It was the same for Halo 4 when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Grand Theft Auto 5 was the first one. After the Grand Theft Auto 5 happened, like, it was a cascade of future games that just kept happening.
Yeah, I guess developers, humans in general, can't understand like scale, you know, that large of a scale, understanding how many people are actually interested in buying and playing the game. So it's...
So what, they underestimate like what the servers can hold?
Exactly, and then now they have like examples of how the servers just failed, you know?
But wasn't that the point of betas as well?
I mean, betas have significantly fewer people than launch day.
But so. That's what they're supposed to put that in their calculations, right? Like, they should assume that the beta is like not the actual number of players they're going to get.
Yeah, exactly, right? But I guess they didn't.
Yeah. And after that, though, my personal history with Destiny was pretty fun. It was kind of that game where I put like weeks into it at first, and then I just stopped. Like, it was just...
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of choice. There's a lot of personality. Like, it's an MMO. So, like, there's so many different things you can do. And it's like, once I realized it was mostly just grinding, like, mostly just like doing the same thing over and over again to get loot, get like.
That's MMO.
Yep. I was like, I'm out. Like, that's it. The gameplay was a lot of fun. The mechanics were awesome. It looked pretty. Even the PvP was a lot of fun. But I died out because I didn't have a squad. It was just me and like Lewis. And like, Lewis backed out really quick. And it was just me, and I was like, I really want to play this game, but I need friends to play it. So if you don't have friends, you're screwed.
That's the problem with gaming these days, right?
Most games kind of require like you to have people to play with.
Yeah, because making friends online in video games is, I feel like, a thing of the past. Like, I remember way back in like middle school, high school, like early, like mid-2000s when I was playing MapleStory.
MapleStory.
Yeah, it's shouts out to people who know about MapleStory.
I don't want to know those people.
Yeah, but it was like this like MMORPG, right? But like, I made friends in that game because it was new and exciting.
Through text boxes or voice?
Text. Typing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess there's a difference there too.
I feel like there's an easier way. It's easier to make friends over text.
Yeah, you can be not yourself.
Exactly.
Way easier. But yeah, I made friends that way, and I realized like moving forward, like, games, online games especially, I don't make friends when I play with them. It's just such a temporary relationship that we share with people that we play online, that now we are stuck looking for real life people to play these online games with, when online games were created to create a community online, you know? But
I guess they were created also for like the first Xbox Live commercial. I remember the trailer for why people should get Xbox Live in general, and it was like, you could talk to your friends who are at their houses and play with them without them having to come over to your house to play.
Yeah.
Like, you could play with each other. And the voice thing was like, you should see the ad for it. It's so funny because they're like, freak out. It's like, whoa, I can hear his voice in here. And they're like, wow, this is clearly dated. And like, we clearly moved a lot in like 15 years since Xbox Live like launched.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically where we're starting, because I know LAN parties used to happen a lot. My uncle was a huge Halo fan. Like, right when it came out, him and his friends all had Xboxes. They all had 4 controllers, the really original ones. The ones that are fat and terrible.
Yeah.
They had that, and I would remember going over, and like, I wasn't allowed to touch or play it because I was too young to play it.
Yeah.
I was old enough to like hold the controller. I played PlayStation. But they didn't like it. It was an M-rated game. They're like, you can't play this.
Yeah.
But LAN parties were pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I used to have LAN parties all the way until like freshman year, sophomore year of college.
What kind of LAN parties?
Like laptops.
Really? Everyone bring a laptop
over? Minecraft was a really popular one.
Yeah, because we were forced to play LAN, right? Like, before you could, like...
Well, I mean, I think at that point, like 2012, that Minecraft was in, like, the hosting servers phase. So you didn't have to have a LAN party, but we did. We all gotten together in one dorm room, and we, like... found spots and put laptops on, and then we were playing Minecraft for hours, and I was just like, this is like, that's what I look, it's really reminiscent of how I used to play video games back when I was a young child,
you know? Yeah. I think at the beginning I never made friends online because I never had a voice microphone. I just had audio. So I've always been playing Call of Duty. That was one of my first online multiplayer games. I never played anything online that required teamwork. Not until co-op came out in like Halo.
Okay.
And then but ever since then, Lewis had an Xbox before me. Yeah. He had Xbox Live before me. Excuse me. So I would always go over to his house and like play his video games. So once I got my own Halo 3 and Xbox, that's when we started playing together, and that's back in 2008. Ever since then, we've been playing together. Like, it's just us two. Like, once we had a third friend come in for like a year or two, and then like he would leave because he either wasn't our friend anymore or like moved on and stopped playing Xbox entirely. I remember the few, because Lewis had friends in high school that he played video games with, so they became like our group. But they weren't as much of a video game junkies as me and Lewis were. So remember one, his name was Bocas Jr., like that was his gamer tag. There's another one, Domtronic, that was his gamer tag. Yeah. And we played zombies all the time.
Oh my god.
Like Call of Duty Zombies.
I hate zombies.
Really?
It just makes me so mad. Like, I remember Black Ops. What was the first zombies?
Black Ops 1.
Yeah. When that zombies came out, me and my friends couldn't.
Well, World at War, I think, was the first one.
Yeah,
but after that one, Black Ops 1 was the first, which would like really renovated it.
Yeah, exactly. The first zombies, me and my friends would always play to like level 9, and we'd be like, why can't we get past level 9 of the zombies? Like, and we'd be so frustrated, and we get so angry at each other because somebody was dying. It's their fault that we lost, you know? And like, why is this happening? And it just made me hate that mode, hate that kind of gaming, you know?
It was a lot of fun when I was into it. Like, the theater map on Black Ops 1, the one where it's like a main stage in a theater and it goes around, that's the easiest map to ever play zombies on. We got to 50. We got to like stage 50. We all had maxed out weapons, and you do laps. What you do is you go around in a circle around the whole map, and it congregates them. And there's specific spots on there where you stop. I could go over everything, but like I still know the strategy guide. But yeah, that game, and then after that was just Halo mostly. But Halo has team doubles, so it's 2v2, so that was perfect for me and Lewis. We just play that. And Gears of War 3. Gears of War 3 was the other one I played.
I still watch you play Gears of War and Halo with
Those
Lewis.
Are the two games, just newer versions of them.
Because
the first one,
day.
Halo 3 and Gears of War 3 were the first of their kind that I kept playing. And then there was Halo 4, Halo 5, and now there's Gears of War 4.
Yeah.
There's Gears of War Judgment, which we don't talk about because it was awful. Absolutely awful.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it was like the middle release. It's kind of like Halo 3, and then you have Halo 3 ODST. Although Halo 3 ODST is actually an amazing game. But anyway, back to Destiny. My point being that I didn't have a collective group of people, and it's harder to make a group of people out of nowhere. Like, I can't find anyone on campus. Like, I wonder if anyone plays Xbox on campus. How am I supposed to find them? I can't, because they're in their houses playing Xbox.
You, like, making friends in real life who play video games to the level that you do is such a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you and I, like, we've created this, like, network online between my brother's friends and, like, our friends here at Tufts, like, that's amazing that we have a crew of people that are interested in gaming to the level that we do. But like, when you go out into the real world, you can't just be like, I play video games. Do you play video games?
Yeah. Or have some type of like visual key that like, oh, like like if someone's sporty or plays the same sport, you might see them holding something that like is like, oh, they must play soccer. Like they're wearing like athletic attire in like soccer. So like, oh, they play soccer, that's awesome. Or if they listen to a certain kind of music, like it can sometimes you could hear it, like if they're playing it. But like video games, it's very subtle. Like you have to wear it out, like outright. Like on my an attempt to do that, I actually would on my my Mac computer that I had last year, I had stickers on the back, and most of them were video game related. Okay. And I was hoping that if someone saw it, they would be able to like approach me. I was like, this is like my beacon outwards to like into the upside down to just let people know.
But then again, there's those people that are way more into video games than we are, you know. And it's about like,
it's a balance.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be like, we have to get along. It's making friends based on a hobby, you know, but our personalities also have to line up along with how invested we are in video gaming.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So like, because like when I started playing with your friends and your like brother and his friends, like it was a combination of trying to figure out like, okay, these people play video games and they play the same video games I like. So that's key. Like they first of all have to play the same video games. Like some of them, like he wants us to play that, what's that MMO he plays with? Not MMO, it's like a third person strategic game. I think you sent it in the chat like 2 days ago. It was on sale.
Oh, Guns of Icarus.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, I'm not into that. Like, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
But because we play other games that line up really well.
Yeah.
It started off with about, I was like, okay, this is a group of people. Like, and the thing that we're talking about making friends is so hard that whenever you do find someone, even as like a potential of becoming like a group, you're like, I latch on like, okay, I'm going to keep playing with you guys. Hopefully you're cool. And if you're not, it sucks. Like, I'll make it work. Like,
yeah.
So that's why you end up having toxic people and friend groups. But like, other than that, like you're pretty well off.
Yeah. You're lucky. You are very fortunate when you find people that like align like that.
Yeah. Especially because most of the time I will find people that play video games, but they'll play like exclusively like 2K, like basketball. Oh, like, oh, I play video games and I play 2K. And it's like, I can't.
You can't talk about video games with them because it's so different what they look for in video games versus what we look for. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So and then it's also a matter of platform. Like, what platform do they play on? Yeah. PlayStation or Xbox, PC or consoles?
You just got a PC.
Yeah, just this year.
Yeah, just this year. And like, it's like, how's it been?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, like
pretty incredible.
It's, I think,
because I played League all the time. So
yeah, that's the only computer game.
That was the only computer game that got me pushed into playing more computer games.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I started playing League going into my sophomore year. Yeah, going into my sophomore year here.
Really?
Yeah, so almost just turned 2 years old of playing League. And I got really good really quick. I got ranked really quick, too. I remember a lot of people telling me that, like, the League players, I immediately joined the League club here because I was like, I need more friends that, like, play this. Me and my roommate were the ones that tried it together. We're like, let's just try out League. Like, neither of us had ever played it.
Yeah.
We both did a tutorial together. We started playing bots together. We both got the Red Dragon mouse, the first one. We bought it. We're like, oh, it's on Amazon. It's cheap. Like, we need a mouse. We can't play on trackpad. Like, we need a mouse. So we did that together. And we'd always play. We kept on playing. But I slowly, like, just kept going faster. Whenever I had spare time, I would play. He would play, like, time to time. Would really, like, he was really into it. But he's just like really academically focused, so he's not a gamer.
Yeah.
But he really loved the game, so he would keep playing it with me sometimes. But I just outpaced him in terms of like ranking up, like understanding the game. So it became like, you know, a difference. So I joined the club, and then after that, playing on my Mac, I was just like, this is not the best. I want to make YouTube videos. I want to stream. Like, the Mac is not going to do this for me.
Yeah.
I need an actual PC. I need a laptop, a gaming laptop. Because I was also playing Xbox a lot. Because if it was just League, I would play playing League all the time. And then sometimes go to Xbox and then play a little bit there.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, no, I have a spare moment. Let me just play some Xbox. But if not, I'm always on PC playing on Steam games.
Yeah. Because I also, the PC allows you to diversify the amount of games that you play and the type of games you get.
And the community.
Yeah.
because even for Minecraft alone, you have mods. You have things you can do on PC that's not limited on console.
This PC master race thing, it's a real discussion that needs to happen.
Yeah, I used to hate that discussion because it's like, yeah, of course PCs are better. Like, this is obvious. But consoles are fun. Like,
they are
fun. Consoles are very fun. Like, Halo, you can't fight that. You can't fight Gears of War. Like,
but that's the thing. Like, there have been attempts on PC to get those kind of, extract those similar experiences that consoles can provide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rocket League, I think, is a really good example of that. Even though it came out first on PC and it got ported to wait, is that correct?
I don't know which order it came out in.
Did it go to... I don't remember.
I'll look it up right now, but...
But yeah, like slowly... like, I feel like I don't understand why, like, companies like Microsoft and Sony don't understand that porting their games to PC is only going to make them money.
Yeah.
It's not going to... Like
Grand Theft Auto. Like, that was the best jump when they made it to PC. It was just like...
But I guess I don't understand all the programming and the coding that goes behind making a console game into a PC game. Because Destiny 2 was released on console first, and then that was one of the biggest mistakes of Destiny 1, because they were console exclusive. And
oh, that's right. It was console exclusive.
It was a game it's so perfect for PC, you know?
Why?
Because it's an online first-person shooter. It's
MMO.
MMO. Exactly. Like, MMOs don't work on the consoles.
They don't.
Yeah. And
Diablo's on console and didn't work well.
Diablo, there's another Final Fantasy. Is it
because of the controls, or is it because for MMOs people find themselves on a computer more time than a console?
I don't know what it is, but they just aren't successful. I think a lot of it has to do with the controls, because MMOs have so much more than just your typical first person shooter that you need all those keys on a keyboard, or like all the actions, like just in terms of moving your mouse like fast enough, moving your camera fast enough to,
like, it's easy to bring games from a console to PC, but not PC to console, because of the game, the button difference. Like, that's why PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds going to Xbox, I'm very interested in how they're going to do it. It's very possible, because it's a shooter. Shooters are very easy to cross over.
But the inventory management is going to be like how Minecraft does inventory management in consoles. That's not going to work in PUBG, you know? Like, that.
Like, you're at a disadvantage if you play against someone who's using a PC versus someone who's using a controller.
Yes.
If they found each other in the world, the PC person would have a way better advantage.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how they're going to tackle that, because they're not doing cross-platform play.
Yeah.
But I'm curious how the gameplay will still keep up speed and momentum while you're playing on a console. Because my brother, he doesn't have a PC, but he really loves PUBG whenever we go to the video game cafe we went to.
Yeah, yeah.
He would love playing it, but like, he was just waiting for it to get on Xbox so he can play it there and use a controller.
I still think it's so funny that video game cafes are a thing in the U.S.
It's not a cafe, technically. It's like a lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. If you ever go to Korea, like, you'll be amazed.
I've seen pictures and videos of them.
Yeah. Well, once you go in and you, like, taking the smell of they're called PC pongs. Pong is in room in Korean. And they're amazing. I've gone, when I was in Korea last summer, it was just,
it work, like, logistically?
You literally just walk in, you pick up a card that has like a number on it, that's your user for that time you're in there, and then you put in the number and then the clock starts. So then through that, and on your computer, you can also order food. They can bring food to you. You can just stay. So essentially, you can stay there all night for multiple days and just pay by the hour.
That's what I'm saying. Is it only pay by the hour? Can you buy in bulk?
You can buy a certain... There's different systems. You can buy time, or you can just pay by the hour.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so like, I would go in to limit my own playing, because I was in Korea to be with my family and just like experience Korean culture. I would buy 2 hours, typically. No more than 2 hours.
Was it expensive?
No. 2 hours? Guess how much it was.
Like, in conversion to...
Yeah.
US. For 2 hours, I would say maybe $2.
That's really cheap. It was $5. It was $5 for 2 hours. So you can imagine, it's just like, even kids can just show up.
So it's $2 an hour then, right? Like, in that conversion rate? Like,
yeah.
$5 for 2 hours.
Yeah.
The one in Chicago is, if you wanted to buy 1 hour, I think it's $3, $4.
Yeah.
So if you usually buy it in bulk, like I usually go there when I buy 15 hours straight. I just buy in bulk 15 hours. So then for the next two times I come over, like I'll have money or have hours. And I think for 15, I forgot the conversion. I can look it up. But for $15 or 15 hours, it was like $20. Like it was the more you buy in bulk, the better the deal as opposed to buying just 1 hour every hour.
Yeah. Could you get like delivery there?
Yeah. No? They deliver to your table.
That's so good. Yeah. They just, honestly, it's something that in the US is a growing, like video game culture is like a growing thing. And like,
they've gotten so big. I remember when they were first, where they're first located, their first building was very tiny. It was very tiny. They had like maybe a handful of PCs, four Xboxes, and maybe two PlayStations and one Wii. It was one floor, just like one small tiny room. They moved from there to a warehouse type building.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. Like it's where I go all the time now.
Yeah.
And it's huge. It has a nice vibe. It's dark. They play like best electronic music in the background all the time.
Yeah.
Best service and good, really good food. And they have two recording studios. That's a loud truck. I don't know if everyone can hear that. They have two recording studios where you can just like play rock, a garage band or no rock band, and like you could just like rock out.
That's so cool.
It has a projector on the screen and everything.
I feel like I want to ask the owner like where he was inspired by.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. I'm pretty sure the owner is Asian.
Okay.
Like last time I saw him, because you get to meet all of them.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Yeah. And now they just announced earlier this year that they're moving or they're making a second
location.
They're growing so rapidly and quickly that they're making a second location out in the suburbs, but still like a less than hour drive away.
Mm.
And it's going to be a bar. Like you can buy actual beverages there.
So no kids allowed then?
Probably not. It's kind of like a Dave and Buster's. Have you been to a Dave and Buster's?
There was one for senior festivities, but I didn't go.
Okay. So it's kind of like an adults like...
Kind of like Roxy's.
Roxy, yeah, exactly. Roxy's,
yeah.
Except not arcade games. It would actually be legit like 30 Xboxes, 20 PlayStations, like 50 PCs, like really top of the line gear.
I don't know. I feel like cutting out the younger than 21 population is...
That's why they still have the first location.
Yeah.
Their first location is right by a few high schools, so they like are always packed.
Targeting. They're targeting, yeah.
So that's why the other one's like kind of far out, I assume. For 15... For 3 hours... To buy 3 hours is $15. I had it switched. It's not 15 hours. It's $15 for 3 hours.
Okay.
Because 1 hour is $7. It's more expensive than I thought.
Yeah.
1 hour is $7. So.
Yeah, I was thinking, how did they make it so cheap? Because they're the only one. So why?
Whenever I go there, I'm always spending $15 because I'm waiting 3 hours.
Yeah.
I got it confused in my head. Yeah. So, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Destiny.
Trying to anyway.
Yeah,
there's so many just segues because there's so much to talk about when you talk about video games.
I feel like I'm really excited for Destiny, and I've been thinking about getting it like every week, every time the weekend comes around.
I think about it too.
Yeah,
I immediately am taken away from it because I know I'm not going to be playing it as much as I would want to.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's all about commitment. Finding a group of people that can commit to being like, hey, let's play Destiny 2 for real, not just like play it one day and be like, oh, I'm bored of it, I don't want to play anymore.
But that's asking a lot of people, you know, like, because like for us that might be easy because we're already intuitive, like we're on our own, we're already like interested in the game.
Yeah.
But if you're telling someone to get interested in the game, it's a little bit different.
I know, but there's a thing, like Austin, like he's interested in playing Destiny 2, but he has it on console, and he actually when I brought it up to him, he was like, I might get it on PC also.
Wow, he likes it that much?
Yeah, because he played the original one too, and you'd probably have a really good conversation with him about it. And but three people, right? Like
you need at least four.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, how do we make that grow by one? And that's my brother.
Lewis would also play, but he wasn't a big fan of Destiny, so he won't be as interested. Exactly. He would play it just because like he has friends playing it. Like
that's the thing with MMOs. That's the thing with MMOs.
What?
It's just so hard to get a group of people invested in this at the same level.
Yeah, I have a friend who's my cousin actually who makes his living off of Twitch, and he streams exclusively Destiny.
Whoa.
He doesn't make his living off of Twitch per se. He's a full-time streamer, but he this is actually very interesting because it pertains to Destiny. So he is a hired player.
If
there's an event going on for the weekend and you have to play like a certain amount of games, like a lot of games to get this amount of, kind of currency in the game, you pay him and he does it for you. He gives you credentials and he completes it for you. And he's actually really good at the game. He did pro gaming for a while.
Yeah.
So like he has good backup and good skills in the games so that he'll always win. Whenever I watch his stream, he'll play like from sun up to sun down, just like on Destiny. I check in, he's like been on a 12-hour stream because weekends he takes up, because that's where he makes his money. That's how he makes all his money, is just doing that. So yeah, it makes sense. It's different if it was just like a pastime.
Yeah.
But he will not just play Destiny. Immediately when a game's over, he goes into the main screen, clicks on another game to jump into another like PvP shooter. And he has always a group of people with him, like always friends that he knows are also good and are also trying to get the currency. So like he has a friends list that's built. He does on Xbox and PlayStation. So people hire him on both consoles. One weekend he'll do PlayStation clients, and another weekend he'll do Xbox clients. And he's actually really good. And you know, regardless of how good it is, it's more mostly dependent on how your group is. Like you have to have a good group.
Yeah.
And he has it all the time. But it's amazing how well he can get into the groove of a new console, like switching consoles.
Yeah.
And also switching gear, because everyone's gonna have different gear every profile. He never plays on his own profile. He said he played it on his own profile the first week it came out, and then since then he's been because he did it for Destiny 1, and that's how he got so big. And then he ever since Destiny 2 came out, he's been booked. I can actually show... I want to look up his rates, because he has packages, because sometimes people want him to do raids as opposed to PvP shooters.
So he's like a power leveler?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's nuts.
Yeah, but you guys, it's less for levels and more for gear, but increases your level, so in a way, yeah. No. His name is Icy Furnuts. He's my cousin. Like I saw him the other... this past summer. Yeah, he'll do like 8-hour streams and ridiculous amount of times. 11-hour streams this one. I want to go to his website, because his website is going to have a lot of interesting things.
I was asked to give a shout out.
A shout out?
Yeah.
To who?
Shout out to my girl Alexis. She's supporting me in my first radio show.
Who is Alexis?
She's just a friend from the track team.
Oh, from the track team. Did you reach out to track people?
She said I was killing it. If you agree, friend me on Facebook.
Like, subscribe.
Like, subscribe. And follow.
Yeah, exactly. We're coming up in the last 10 minutes of our show. We've been talking for a long-ass time. I mean, I like that as opposed to what I've been doing is coming in and talking about a video game on my own. It's been pretty hard just to talk about a video game on my own. I'll play music from time to time, but I've been trying to make a talk show, and I feel like talk shows are a lot more fun.
Weezer's new album.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to play music right now. I'm trying to look for his website. Here it is. Website. Yeah, he has his own website. The website is his own gamer tag is a URL.
.com.
Look how official this looks. So he has also other people, his friends that have joined him, who also get paid. Like he started an empire. Yeah. Destiny 2 services.
What an entrepreneur.
This is my cousin. Like he was at Lewis had a birthday this past summer. His birthday's in the last day of June or July, and his name's Eduardo. Mm-hmm. He came with us and he was telling us about how he just purchased a new house because he's getting a lot more. Just purely from this, and he's not partnered. I think he's affiliated with Twitch,
uh-huh.
and he gets a lot there too because he has subscribers there and viewers all the time, at least 10 or 20.
I love how that's like legit and people can like businesses. Like,
it blew my mind when he told me. I was like, this makes a lot of sense. Like as soon as he told me, like I was surprised, but I was like immediately like, this makes sense because like I never wanted to do that shit. I would pay someone.
Yeah.
Am I swearing too much? I think I'm swearing too much. I'm just saying words I shouldn't say. It's okay. So Destiny 2 Trials of the Nine, which is like a PvP, like Trials of the Nine, it happens certain weekends and you have to keep playing it and you get a currency that you can spend to get rare items at a certain person.
Uh-huh.
$45.
Dude.
And I don't know what the $45 entails.
Like RuneScape and World of Warcraft had similar services, but they were not legit. You know, it was frowned upon when people got their accounts to power level, because the MMORPG, it's all about the grind, you know, and getting to where you are
exactly
through your own work. But now, this is a legit thing that somebody started.
Think about it. Like, if I was actually grinding and I was getting, like, but there's just one thing that I despise. I'm like, ugh, I cannot grind through like this. I'd rather pay someone to do this part of my character creation. And that's so only, that makes sense.
And that's only possible now because people are so invested in video gaming. Like, back then, like, there were a very small niche of people that, like, were that invested, but it wasn't big enough to make a living off of. And now, this video game culture in the U.S. is growing so much that it's just...
people are getting rich off of doing this for people.
Like, Twitch, YouTube, like...
And before, it used to be concern of, like, security hack. Like, someone was just gonna... if you give them your credentials, like, right here, you get to put your email and password if you want to.
Yeah.
But because the way he started is that he would stream when people hire him so that they can watch him complete it like have evidence.
Yeah.
And also he doesn't have one complaint against him. So that's how he had a niche over every other one.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's how those who are true to the actual job rise, is that they don't have any like negative complaint on there.
Yeah, Twitch. Twitch made that possible, yeah.
So it's insane. Like there's a fast pass same day completion tab where you can, for an extra 15, he'll complete it the same day you
order it.
Basically, but he only has a select time when he does things. I think he only does it on weekends.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a regular job, but this I feel like pays a lot more.
Yeah.
This is $45.
When is he gonna make this his full time job? Once he has enough affiliates.
I feel like the hours he puts in is already a full time job, right? Like
I mean, a whole weekend, I guess. Yeah.
Look, this one's a $135 bundle, Trials of the Nine times 3. For raids, it can go up to 270 if you want to do it for three characters, because some people wanted to do it on their Warlock, their Titan, and their Hunter.
What did you just say the price was?
270.
200. Who would pay four times the value of the video game?
Someone does.
That's nuts.
There's so many different packages. Like just to get this one weapon, you have to do a raid a certain way, so you can hire him to do it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It also depends on the strength of the community, right? Because, like, since Destiny is such a strong game and has such a strong community, people care about having these weapons.
Yeah.
Like, for example, H1Z1, certain skins on H1Z1 sell for thousands of dollars, like real money.
Oh. Like PUBG, like the cosmetic items. The TF2, same thing. I was very heavily invested in the TF2 cosmetic community. I probably, over the course of my, like, 10 years of playing TF2, I probably spent around like $200 on cosmetics that do add nothing to your character except cosmetic coolness.
That's the same thing for H1Z1. Yeah. These things are costing thousands of dollars.
Yeah, like some of these rare things cost like literally hundreds of dollars. I'm just like, who buys this? And there are people, there's a whole market economy based on these cosmetic
items. That's why I'm curious to see where it goes in like 10 years. Like, what happens?
Counter-Strike?
Look at this package. It's usually at 280, brought down to 140. Destiny 2 power level 1 through 20 with 200 plus power level guaranteed. Because your armor is what dictates your 200 power level. And your just general experience level is 1 through 20.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's on sale now because it's been out for so long on consoles that like people are usually not, so making it cheaper so more people would buy it.
Yeah.
So you can be like, oh, I really just want to skip over to like level 20, just like max out, and then get it back. So you just pay 140, and then you're all good.
Man, like
on the flip side of that, I'm just like, even if they pay me $140, that's a lot of work I got to put in right there.
That is a lot of.
That's
your own
a
time.
Lot of your own time.
Yeah.
So it has to really be your full time job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Like what? Would you, if someone paid you a fund, right?
I would hate the game. Like, if that,
Still loves the game. He says he can never play it on his own time. Like, he's like, I cannot play Destiny right now. Like, ever. I can never play Destiny unless I'm working.
Uh-huh.
That was one of my first questions I asked him. I was like, so wait, do you play Destiny at all, like, on your own? He's like, oh, no, never. Like,
he's done everything multiple
over and over and over and over again. Like, the same raid you have to do over and over.
It's like he gets to live in a new person's skin, like, every single time he plays Destiny.
That's, it's like, so being paid to play video games.
Yeah.
It becomes, it is being paid. It doesn't become a hobby anymore. It becomes work.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do it for fun. You have to do it. Like, you, someone paid you money to play the game up until level 20.
Yeah. And then he does it. It's not just once. It's like every weekend he's just doing this. And he must have a formula, you know, at this point, where he's just like, do this first, do this second, blah, blah, blah. And he has a list, and he just has to go through it.
Yeah, and he has, I don't think it's a wife. I think they're engaged or something. So, like, that person also has to understand that their significant other's hobby and, like, their job is full-time playing video games.
Yeah, like, going back to, like, having friends who are gamers, imagine having a significant other or wife that
yeah, and she doesn't. She doesn't play video games. So, like...
Yeah. I don't understand, like...
I feel like it's more dangerous if they play video games too, right?
What do you mean it's more dangerous?
More dangerous as in, like, both of you will never leave, never do anything. Like, how?
I mean, Donkey, video game Donkey, you know, him and his now fiance are both gamers, and they both do video gaming content. Huh. So, yeah.
All right, well, this is the last 2 minutes of the show. I'm going to put it onto the radio, or onto the automated DJ radio guy. And,